Let's take a look now at an important Arab ally of the U.S., Saudi Arabia. A couple of months ago, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah unveiled a multi-billion-dollar package of economic reforms. The package focused attention on problems the kingdom rarely talks about: unemployment, a housing shortage, and corruption. Many Saudis believe the decrees were meant to quiet dissent that's been stirred up by the popular uprisings taking place across the Middle East. Saudi critics dismiss the package as a payoff. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson recently traveled to Saudi Arabia and filed this report.
Here at Kingdom Mall in Riyadh, shoppers asked about King Abdullah's decrees voiced their approval, like 30-year-old Noura Ataibi.
This is good, but you know, he's thinking for the future. For the new generations, this is the most important thing.
Fellow shopper Dalal, who is 50 and would only give her first name, says she too believes the king will take care of them. She points to his decrees, which included an extra month's pay for government workers, unemployment benefits, money for 500,000 new homes, and new jobs. But Dalal's trust for King Abdullah doesn't extend to those in his government.
Most, maybe 90% of Saudi Arabian, they love, not like, they love their king. But something they didn't like in lives. They're upset about this thing, not about the king. We need al-islah. What's the meaning of the al-islah? The reform.
Reform is something people talk a lot about these days in the kingdom. It's a ripple effect from the Arab Spring that is toppling regimes in nearby countries. Dalal's sister, Ebtisam, says what she wants is for Saudi government agencies to be accountable to the people. That's not usually how it is now, says Al Hayat newspaper executive editor Ahmad Suleiman Al Fayed. He describes a top-down system of patronage where regular people lack a voice. He says citizens often turn to influential contacts or pay bribes to get things done. Fayed says Saudis could use a court or agency where they can go and complain about government abuses and get them stopped. It's something King Abdullah says he wants, too. As part of his March decrees, he established a commission to combat government corruption. But critics predict the commission won't get far, given that Saudi officials have more or less operated with impunity since the kingdom was founded less than a century ago.
It's like a Soviet-style economy, that things are run in hierarchy, and it's prone to corruption. So corruption is really intrinsic.
Muhammad Fahad Al-Qatani heads the Saudi Civil and Political Rights Association based in Riyadh.
So it's not really normal, administrative or financial corruption that you may see in other countries. This is a political corruption. And the solution requires really a political solution, political reform. And they are not willing to do it.
There were no measures changing the power structure in the March decrees from King Abdullah. The Saudi government also chose to ignore demands from domestic and international human rights groups for the release of political prisoners. Qatani believes that's a mistake. His organization has called on the king to create a constitutional monarchy in Saudi Arabia with parliamentary elections and ministries run by commoners.
We are not really calling for toppling the royal family, but they must reform. I mean, this kind of absolute monarchy is really out of time. This like medieval political structure is really out of time that we live in this day and age where revolution is roaring throughout the Middle East, and you want to hold and maintain the status quo. It's not going to survive.
But the Saudi government does not appear to be in any mood to bargain. Late last month, it again sought to silence its critics, this time by wielding a stick rather than a carrot. The kingdom made it a crime to publish online or anywhere else anything that harms state interests or the reputation of government or religious officials. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.